The chairman of the National Media Commission, Cabral Bayamihia, says Ghana needs strong, visionary and effective leadership to solve the challenges facing the country. He said leadership must do away with partisan politics, which has been the bane of the country. Mr. Amihia made the comments at this year's Institute of Public Relations lecture in Accra. He said leadership must be committed to fight corruption by giving stiffer punishment to corrupt officials. Here's a report by Antoinette Abba.
Topic: a nation at the crossroads, using effective public relations to achieve the national agenda. Mr. Amihia said the country has reached a crucial point and needs to take decisions that will positively affect its development. On the country's decision to turn to the IMF for a bailout, Mr. Amihia said it is important to learn from past mistakes so that current leaders do not commit the same unpardonable mistakes of the past. He said it is time the country developed an independent national development agenda that will advance the progress of the nation irrespective of which political party is in power.
It has been said that those who refuse to learn from history sadly repeat avoidable mistakes of the past. We have reached yet another crossroad with the International Monetary Fund. Call it a bailout or homegrown policy. It is a journey that we must undertake together, remembering the old time saying that we are, after all, one nation, one people with a common destiny. This nation is indeed very polarized and divided. One of the troubles with Ghana is the menace of tribalism and the growing divisions fueled by politics and the winner-take-all syndrome, a situation which should lead us to honestly interrogate whether there is indeed a national agenda that all Ghanaians are committed to.
Mr. Amihia said poor communication leads to misunderstanding and mistrust, a major PR problem which institutions, individuals and governments have to contend with. He said issues such as the strike by organized labor, World Cup fiasco, Shuraj commissioners accommodation issue could have been avoided if effective strategies and principles were adopted.
But what we should accept, even at this stage, as a nation, is that whilst there may exist other factors for our problems, reliance on PR, effective PR, can prevent some of the headaches and troubles we face. Making the headlines since last week has been a strike action by 12 unions, including teachers, nurses and doctors, over opposition to what they consider government interference in the management of the second tier of their pension scheme. Politics in this country is done largely with total dismissal of what effective PR can do for parties and politicians. PR as a science, art and profession that seeks to do good for institutions and its publics is relegated to the background.
Citing the Ethiopian and Rwandan success stories, Mr. Amihia said through effective and committed leaders, those countries have made significant strides in the last 10 years. He said Ghana can also do same, provided leadership recognizes that they need to implement effective policies which will restore the image of the country and do away with tribalism, winner-takes-all, and excessive media propaganda.
That report was by Antoinette Sabaya.